everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plans.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Sharp gains in the cattle complex today put the bearishness of the steep sell-off to rest. New contract highs, though, have been established on the move today. Front month April, though, not as fortunate as it needs to remain close to cash. Optimism, though, has returned with some of that optimism, the result of spillover from the lean hog complex. Cash cattle business going down to the wire today, but still no better than last week at a dollar lower. Box beef cutouts today were mixed with choice down 40 cents with a cutout value of $227.84 and select down 3 cents with a value of $219.25 and 62 total loads counted today. Over in feeder cattle, feeders were the recipients of strong live cattle futures. Futures pushed to the highest level since November 5th, 2018, but have not been able to remain there. However, triple-digit gains remain with the potential to reach back near those highs. April futures posted the greatest gain with an increase of $2.32. With live cattle posting new contract highs, further support should remain in the market. And in lean hogs, a report released yesterday confirms a large purchase of pork by China, which had the market in a frenzy today. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 2 to 3 cents higher, with trade following soybeans higher and testing the next level of resistance. Soybean trade was 6 to 8 cents higher, with trade still working to consolidate above $9 on the May contract. Meal was 250 to 350 higher, and oil flat to 10 points higher. Over in wheat today, trade was 4 to 5 cents higher, with active trade expected into the weekend as winter wheat works to score good weekly gains and consolidate the reversal. Spreads were pretty steady today, though there has been some more talk of Ukraine running out of exportable near-term supplies as well. Cooler than normal weather, though, will keep wheat development slow on the plains and will also slow down spring wheat planting as well. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.